You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Our thanks to Ray for joining us here on the Fan Morning Show on this New Year's Eve. Penguins have won two straight to end the calendar year. 7-3 over Chicago and 5-1. They thumped Carolina at home last night.
I know. The big joke on Sunday, on Sunday was, well, they outscored the Steelers.
Yeah, I saw that a bunch.
Yeah. And then last night when I went up to bed, they were ahead 3-0, and I was wondering if they'd hang on when I got up this morning.
It was a nice win over Carolina.
Yes.
A good Carolina team. The Penguins have been, they'd lost 10 of 11. They've now won, what, 3 of 4. It's just one of those things. And they've made some, I've actually liked some of the moves they've made. It has been an interesting year in 2025 for the Penguins. Let's start as we look at their stories of the year. Guy who won you a pair of Stanley Cups, Mike Sullivan. The all-time winningest coach with, strangely enough, 409 wins was let go.
And it was time. It really was. You know, and the whole thing, and I don't know exactly the whole thing about, and I talked about this on one of the Saturday shows, I probably will again, but about the message, how it gets lost. Who's it going to get lost with? You know, the three guys that have been here the longest are the ones that were completely behind Mike Sullivan. And even the other guys. I mean, Brian Russ was one of his guys that was called up right away when he first got hired. Came with him. He was one of the Wilkes-Barre kids that came up with him. And then who else has been around for a long time? I guess Raquel Quantz is being around for quite a while now. But really, how many guys have been around long enough for the message to get stale? But whatever it was, it just wasn't working. It just felt stale. It feels stale to fans, certainly. Same thing is true with the football team. But it turns out that, you know, they couldn't sustain the start that they had, but now it looks like they bounced back, and Dan Muse is doing a pretty good job with what he's got. And not considering, like, Malkin's hurt right now. And so they're about where they should be, right?
When they brought in Dan Muse, the question was, is he going to be the coach when they're competing and contending again? We'll wait and see, because it might be several years down the road. But I agree, it was time to move on from Sullivan. He did a great job here. He's always going to be remembered fondly. Obviously, didn't start particularly well with the Rangers. We'll see how that plays out. But, you know, I always thought of the NHL as a sport where you move off of coaches quicker than other sports, although we've seen in the NBA, the Phoenix Suns have a new coach every year, and a few NFL coaches got fired after a season. Look to New England.
Right.
Sometimes, even if you think you might not get a better coach right away, it's still the right move to move off of a guy when you know he's no longer the right coach for your team.
Also, the Penguins, as part of the reason that he was fired, missed the playoffs for a third straight year. The last playoff series win was 2018. Jim, it seemed like you watched Chicago and Detroit, more notably Detroit, because it had that long playoff series, and it's taken them a long time to get back at it. And you thought, you didn't see a lot of people didn't see the warning, but we are in that zone that Detroit was – I'll use more Detroit than Chicago – that Detroit was in, and now they're kind of working their way to be a playoff-ish team, but it takes a while.
Are we just more nostalgic than other places? This is, are we still like the oldest population outside of Florida?
I don't know.
In terms of all that stuff? I mean, you know, you have a house here, you can't afford to sell it and move anyplace else. But anyway, so maybe we tend to hang on to the past longer than we should. And, you know, but certainly with the case of Sid, you're not going to – Sid's here as long as he wants to be here. And you know, Letang doesn't want to go anywhere. Malkin, I'm not sure. Are we hanging on to them too long? Maybe. But what else are you going to do? And you just have to – you know, and they've been stuck in that middle too in terms of draft pick. You know, you don't get like that high draft pick.
Right.
But they've got a bunch of them now, and you can. And in the NHL, it seems more than other sports, you can actually use draft capital to move up a decent amount to get a better pick, and maybe that's what they can do.
Jeff, I don't know if you know this. I am a Red Wings fan, and I have weird sports allegiances. Mm. 25 consecutive playoff appearances. And the last 3 or 4 years, they weren't Stanley Cup contenders. They were getting guys at the deadline just to continue that streak. They were getting the David Leguans and whatnot just to get into the playoffs, knowing they weren't going to win a Stanley Cup. And it came at the expense of the next several years. Once they missed the playoffs, they had nothing ready in the cupboard. It was bare. The biggest issue they had, and you hope that the Penguins don't fall into the same situation, is they never got a top three pick. The best they got, despite having some miserable years, was number four. And why is the rebuild taking so long? Why is it going on a decade? They now have the second longest playoff drought after making it 25 consecutive years. If you don't get that elite player, which usually comes in the top three, if you don't get maybe a couple of those top three guys, it's awfully, awfully tough to rebuild when you have almost nothing in the pipeline like the Red Wings did. And I think to a large extent, maybe not quite as bad where the Penguins are at.
There always seemed to be some apprehension about the Fenway Sports Group and what their allegiance was and what their care factor was with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Well, they turned it into quite a profit and sold the Penguins to the Hoffman Group that was finalized this month out of Chicago. Seems like their CEO is all fired up about it. He wanted to own a major pro sports team. They owned an ECHL team in Florida. Anytime this team is sold, what you can hope, I guess the biggest thing for me, because ownership is ownership. I mean, we'll see how much they spend up to the cap, all that stuff. But that they're not idiots with Mario Lemieux.
Huh. Well, yeah, there's that. But in terms of spending, Fenway, it wasn't like they scrimped on payroll or anything. They're right there. And they got smart. And actually this year they're doing well, even though they're not spending up to the cap like they usually do. And that's smart. I mean, you can save it for, you know, then you can bring some people in to add to what you might have. But I just, and I don't even know, do you even know what happened with Lemieux, what they did to piss him off? Does he need to be involved? Because he's never been one of those guys who's, he's been quietly been around and just been regal because that's what he is. But in terms of being somebody that wants to be in control, that wasn't really him, was it?
No. It wasn't about that. It was just the way they treated him. And there was some dollars and cents that weren't going his way that he thought were going his way. And there were some other things, I think, that they wanted him to do that Mary was like, yeah.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm not doing that. I'm Mario.
Well, speaking of dollars and cents, is there anything better than owning a sports team? Because you make a massive profit, even after just a couple of years, right? They almost doubled the amount that they bought the Penguins for.
Sidney Crosby becomes the Pens' all-time leading scorer. I didn't know if I would see a time where someone passed Mario, but Pens fans are so lucky to go from Mario to Yager to Sid, basically. But Sid finally did it. He passed Mario Lemieux.
Well, Mario kind of had the Ted Williams thing. I always talk about that. I know that's an antiquated reference, but he lost to World War II and then even the Korean War where he was in his 30s and they called him up to fly fighter jets. And so he lost so many years of prime. And Mario, think of how much time he lost. And then when you look at it, how much time did Sid lose when he was at the peak of his career? Who was playing better than Sid when he was putting up ridiculous numbers when all of a sudden, you know, Dave Steckel and that ridiculous outdoor game that they never should have played in those conditions happened. And so he lost a lot of time as well due to injury. But, I mean, the way he keeps himself in shape, to me it was only a matter of time before that happened. And Sid, I know they keep talking about him as a top five guy. Who's the fifth guy? Gordie Howe? It's too soon for McDavid, but anyway, he's top four. He's always been the fourth. He's always been number four to me for the last 10 years.
First off, I'll answer. Nick Lidstrom should be in that conversation. Nonetheless, so as great as Crosby's been, incredible, and I think you make a good point, top five all time. I don't know that there's anyone that watched both he and Lemieux that would put him over Mario, right? Is that fair to say? Lemieux's
offensively.
No.
Lemieux's maybe number one all time. In my mind, talent wise, he is the best ever.
Well, it's three guys. And I don't know when somebody else, you know, McDavid was supposed to be, but now he doesn't have the wins to back it up. There's been three guys who have been over and above everybody else for a long time. And I don't know who's, like I said, to me, Sid was next in line after them. But with Lemieux, Gretzky, and Orr, in any order you want to put them in, the game was different then in terms of how many points you could get, and yet Mario is still ridiculously dominant. I think it was Jesse Marshall put something up on Twitter, this morning that it showed the stats in the 92 season at the beginning where Lemieux had 99 points after like 30-something games, and the next guy on the list, I don't know if it was Yzerman or somebody, was like in the 50s. He had like a 40-point lead in the scoring race.
How about a quick aside? We found this out last week, I think it was last week. Ray was on with us. He was at the five when Mario scored five goals five different ways. Ray was a young man in attendance cheering for the Penguins at that game, which is, of all the games to be at, to see that would have been amazing. Crosby also set an NHL record as the only person in 20 consecutive seasons to average at least a point a game. And I stood with a couple of other reporters outside a house in Sewickley and talked to Sid about the trade rumors. As we end this, because that became a topic for a little while, do we ever think Sid will play for anyone else but the Penguins?
I hope not.
I will say yes, but I don't think it's going to happen imminently. I could see like a Ray Bourque final season gets traded to whatever team might be, you know, maybe it's Colorado. I don't know. It would be fitting because that's where Bourque went, where he can get that one final run. But I don't think he's going to make that move, you know, within the next year or so. I would say it's maybe when he knows it's his final season in the league.
All right, coming up, we are going to discuss... Oh, Jim, I didn't give you your opportunity.
No, I just said I hope not, and I made a cringe face with like the Ray Bourque thing. But maybe it could happen. I don't know. But if he makes it here that long, I don't know. He's got a sense of history and legacy that I think is different than he's different than a lot of other people.
The other big local sports stories of the year, and then we've put together our top 10. We'll do that, and Doug Whaley joins us coming up at 9 o'clock. It is the Fan Morning Show. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.